Maine's Child Welfare Ombudsman says for the past several years, she's consistently recommended that the state's Department of Health and Human Services improve its child safety assessments. The department's handling of child protective cases has come into question after the recent death of 10-year-old Marissa Kennedy. The ombudsman says that overall, DHHS follows proper procedures, but says it has failed to do so on several occasions.
As Child Welfare Ombudsman, it's Christine Alberi's job to investigate complaints aimed at Maine's system for protecting children from abuse and neglect. Since she took the post in 2013, every annual report she submitted to the governor, the Department of Health and Human Services, and lawmakers has highlighted the need to improve how DHHS conducts its assessments of cases in which abuse or neglect of a child is suspected.
That is a consistent recommendation we've made.
In Alberi's latest report released in January, she found multiple cases in which assessments weren't done properly. In some instances, that can mean the department failed to recognize the risk to children in their parents' care. It can also mean, she says,
not assessing the safety of another adult living in the home.
Questions have been raised about whether DHHS properly assessed the safety of 10-year-old Marissa Kennedy and possibly her mother. Kennedy was found dead in her home in Stockton Springs on February 25th after being subjected to months of abuse. Former neighbors and school officials say they reported suspected abuse to the state. In a police affidavit, Kennedy's mother and stepfather, Sharon and Julio Carrillo, admitted to beating the girl repeatedly for several months. But Sharon Carrillo's attorney says she, too, was a victim of abuse. Christine Alberi says she can't comment on whether she received any complaints involving the family, but says these kinds of situations can be complicated.
I mean, there are times that caseworkers will go in and do everything exactly right, and still there's no way that they could have known that something bad was happening. And then there's sometimes when things are missed or mistakes were made.
The primary goal in child welfare cases, she says, is to keep children with their parents because removing them from their home is very traumatic. The situation has to reach a certain critical point to justify removing children. And she says that threshold can be difficult to determine.
There's that line that you say, okay, now things are not safe enough for this child. That line has moved back and forth historically, depending on, you know, cases that have happened or situations. And if it moves too far in one direction or too far in the other direction, that can be, you know, leave children unsafe or it just is not in their best interest.
Most of the time, Alberi says, DHHS does follow proper policies and procedures. But she says it's important to determine if there were failures in Marissa Kennedy's case.
Of course, you know, the questions are the adults that were around Marissa, whether they're from the department or somewhere else, you know, what did they know? What did they see?
Also, she says, is there something that could be done differently to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again? For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.